Okay. So let me repeat this. I'm going to show you this again. Okay. Prospect says, that sounds good, but you know, I just really need to think it over. Yeah, that's not a problem, Joan. I guess what's your time frame on getting back to me in the next day or two just to see if I'd be available for you? Positions you as you're busy, you're an expert, you've got tons of clients, you don't need them. The prospect says, well, I guess I could call you back in a few days. No, you need to schedule time. So you say this, well, yeah, I'm not sure I could be randomly available like that. What I can do, if you have your calendar handy, I can pull up mine and have you book a specific time with me. That way you don't have to chase me down and vice versa. Would that be appropriate? So let me repeat myself. Well, I guess I could call you back later this week. Well, yeah, I'm not sure I would, you know, randomly be available like that with my schedule. What I can do, if it helps you though, Amy, is if you have your calendar handy, I can pull up mine and have you book a specific time with me. That way you don't have to, you know, chase me down and vice versa. Would that be appropriate? Now, what do you think they're going to do? Of course, they're going to book a specific time. Now, here's your advantage. You have a specific time. Okay. So you already have that in place. Now we're going to go in and help them resolve this concern, try to close a sale here. And worst case scenario, the 10% of the time we can't, we have a scheduled call. Okay. Now, then you're going to say, after you book that time, you're going to say this. As you're leaving, like let's say you're on Zoom, it's like, I'm about to get off Zoom, or let's say you're in the house, I'm about to leave, or let's say if you're in the boardroom meeting, I'm about to leave, or let's say if you're on the doors, I'm about to leave, or if you're in front of a business door, I'm about to leave. If you're on the phone, it's you're about to leave. That's the feeling that you're giving them, okay? Then you're gonna say this. Now, before I go, I guess what were you wanting to go over in your mind? Just so I know what questions you have when we talk tomorrow. Let me repeat that. Now, before I go, what were you wanting to, I guess, go over in your mind, just so I know what questions you'll have when we talk tomorrow? Now, why would I say this? Now, before I go, what were you wanting to go over in your mind, just so I know what questions you have when we talk tomorrow? That is a much better way of saying, what do you want to think about? Okay, because if you say, well, what do you want to think over? They're just going to get defensive. But if I say, yeah, that's not a problem, I do all that. And then I say, now, before I go, because I'm on, you know, I'm disarming them, like I'm leaving. Now, before I go, what were you wanting to go over in your mind? Just so I know what questions you might have when we talk tomorrow. And this is the key. This is where they're going to say, well, you know, I'm really concerned about this. Or, well, I just, you know, I really need to think about this. And they're going to tell you what their real concern is. Okay. And then what you're going to do is you're going to clarify that concern. You're going to ask a diffusing question. You're going to discuss it. And then you're going to discuss it like two people who are working on solving the problem together. And then you're going to ask several diffusing questions to get them to overcome that concern. Remember, take this to the bank. If you want to make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or more as a sales professional, or even seven figures as a W-2 or 1099 sales professional, take this to the bank. Selling